Welcome to the Jumping Through Hoops podcast series with myself, Hannah Charlotte. This series is all about helping you jump through life's hoops and includes juicy topics such as mindset, manifestation, personal development, relationships, and business. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Jumping Through Hoops podcast with myself, Hannah Charlotte. And today I'm really excited to be introducing you to, I'd call you a friend, actually, who I met online through, it was through a coaching group that we were part of, wasn't it? But yeah, I feel so honoured to have connected with you, Mary. Okay, I'm going to let you introduce yourself. So first of all, I just want to say this woman is fantastic and you are going to really enjoy this episode. So yeah, tell us who you are and what you do.
Hello. Thank you very much for inviting me into this beautiful space, Jumping Through Hoops. I definitely feel like I jump through hoops every single day. My name is Mary Kate Fallon, but I'm known as Mary Kate Medicine. I am a shaman and an astrologer, a leadership coach, and now an author as well. But my biggest role in life is mummy to two little girls, Molly Mae and Bridget, who are 12 and 8.
Oh, yeah. So you do lots of things. You are a woman of many talents. So let's start with, because a lot of listeners might be listening and thinking, okay, what's a shaman? What's what is that? So can you tell us a little bit more about what that actually is and how you got into it?
Okay. I think the word shaman can either the response that I've had from people anyway in my time, but essentially as I was growing up, I was always into sort of magic and other realms and things like that. But that was sort of seen as a bit of a way with the fairies, a bit crazy and just a bit of a hobby or a bit of an escapism. Went into corporate, did really well in corporate sales, lived in a very kind of scientific, strategic, energy-based world, and it was always calling me these kind of undertones of people and their energies and who they were, and I started reading the stars, and I kind of just did it for myself, really, as a little bit of how can I find out more about people and how can I give them more guidance about themselves, mainly how can I give myself more guidance when I was going through peaks and troughs in my life. And throughout my career, I became a top recruiter. And in that role, I had to interview a lot of people and I had to match a lot of people to jobs. And I found that when I used my astrology, I could match them really, really well. Now, I didn't tell my bosses that's what I was doing because they would have thought I was absolutely crazy. But fast forward, I became very, very good at my job. I ended up leaving that role to settle down as a mother. And while I became a mother, my energy shifted altogether from this high focus sales, money orientated energy, fast, 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 move, 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 to a softer, slower pace. And I became absolutely hungry and thirsty for more spiritual understanding. Through that, I kind of set myself off on my own journey, my own curriculum, through all sorts of different portals, books, teachers, gurus, you name it, initiations. And I started the path of the shaman, which essentially is someone that walks between the worlds. So somebody that can see both your energy in the 3D world and the unseen energy of different realms. And to put that a little bit more clinically, it's someone that can understand the energy of your body that works, you know, like your blood, we can't always see that, but it works, the heartbeat, the breath, but also the physicality, the day-to-day physicality. And I've been on that path probably for about 12 years now, but more professionally, 7. And so a shaman is somebody that can help you see your own patterns, your own inner realms and where you get to navigate forward spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And who do you work with? What type of, is it mainly women? Do you work with women and men? Like who do you work with?
I mean, I started working mainly with women. And I could see that there was a lot of women like me that had gone into, let's call them masculine careers. And I call it masculine because what I mean by that is structured, hustle, forward momentum, keep going sort of energy, and then either burnt out through anxiety or just exhaustion, or became mothers and found that their energy had changed and didn't want to be doing that anymore. And naturally, who started coming to me when I was just healing, which is what I started doing, healing people, hands-on healing, there was no coaching involved. I say that, that's probably a bit of a lie, actually. I just couldn't help myself, but give them guidance of what was coming through. There was a lot of people coming to me exhausted, women. Then what would happen is I started to grow what I was coaching them on, and they would come back and become longer term clients. And then their partners would start to see a difference in them. And they would send me their partners for energy healing, for understanding. So I work with women predominantly. I also work with couples. I also work with men on their own, but the majority of the people that come to work with me have got an entrepreneurial edge to them. They want to create something from their life, and usually that's from a deeper seated energy of wanting to give back. So they might be a CEO in a massive business, or they might be running their own little enterprise. Either way, they've got a heart-centered energy and they want to fully transition into their magic.
Yeah. And I've been following your work obviously through the internet. and obviously I spoke with you recently, actually mentioned about the project that you were running a few months ago, wasn't it? But I spoke on that. And actually, do you want to mention that? Because actually people might be really keen to find out more about that. And that was a series, wasn't it, that you were running and you interviewed various people. But yeah, talk about that actually, because I think that people would be really interested in finding out more.
It's a really good space to start. I think so to give it context, part of my awakening and message that keeps coming through me is we are the medicine. And the medicine being whatever it is that we think the symptoms are in our life, whether it's health, whether it's wealth, whether it's societal, familial, it doesn't matter. The medicine to clear that up is ourselves. And we go deeper into our own understanding of ourselves and our patterns. And from there, what we actually see is that the wounds we've created through, or that we've experienced, should I say, in our lives, actually, when we go deeper into them, we can see there's a wisdom in them. And once we start working with that wisdom that is our own unique personalized wisdom, we can actually create wealth from those teachings that we've found inside ourselves. Mm-hmm. So the pillars that I use are wounds to wisdom to wealth. And I decided to speak to a number of industry leaders from different corners of the coaching industry, different perspectives, some very spiritual, some very business orientated, about their journey, so that I could show people in real time, look at this person, whether they knew it or not, they had a wound, they dove into it, they extracted some wisdom, and from that wisdom poured their wealth. And not only their wealth, but the wealth that we then get to give as our medicine to the world. So you can find that at youarethemedicine.com, I think, or it might be on my YouTube channel at some point. Yeah.
We can share it. I can, in the show notes, I'll put a link to it so people can find it, because actually there was some really interesting, I spoke with you on there, obviously, no one was listening to it, but you spoke with some really interesting people on there, didn't you, as well? And I think it was a fantastic series. So I think it would be good for people to actually tune into that. Definitely, if people want some more listening of Mary Kate, that's the place to go. So what I find really fascinating about you is the few times that I've met you is your knowledge on astrology and the stars and star signs. And I know you teach a little bit in human design as well, which I know a lot of people are interested in at the moment, but I'm really interested in the astrology side of things. And how did you actually get into that as well? Is that like a similar thing, really? It kind of tied in at the same time as everything else, or?
Yeah, I think all of it, you know, when I look back in hindsight, I think all of these strands were working together. But what I was finding, I think I became interested in sharing what I was seeing in the stars on Instagram, maybe about 5 years ago or something like that. And I would write something every day. When we hit the lockdown in the UK 2020, I was already working with corporate businesses as a corporate shaman. And I was really in my infancy around that because I'd been healing, doing a lot of healing hands-on with business owners that probably wouldn't tell people that they were working with a shaman. You know, it was very, very in their infancy that they'd go back and say, this happened, I'm feeling better, more peaceful, let's try it. Anyway, the big C happened, lockdown happened, and all of a sudden, there was no access to these big businesses. Everyone was at home. So I picked up my phone and I started sharing on Facebook live what I was seeing in the skies. And it became a phenomenon. And it pushed me to go deeper and deeper and deeper into my own wisdom, understanding the stars, understanding transits, how people have a blueprint when they're born. And when that blueprint connects with the skies that are happening right now, there's like this incredible movement energy, and you could see it in the friction of their lives at the time. And I think really, although it's always been there, the last 3 years, it has sharpened to a point now where I can read it like a book. So it's like any language, you know, you practice it enough. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, I believe we all have some gift. We're all born into this world with a gift. And, you know, sadly, some people never get to discover what that gift is. But a lot of the times, you know, people like yourself discover that they've got this gift. And it's almost like the more, it's like a muscle, isn't it? Like you're saying, like the more you strengthen that muscle, the stronger that gift becomes, and the more you get to kind of use that and then share it.
Yeah.
And I'm fascinated by it, all of, like, you know, astrology. And when we were recently out for lunch and you were telling everyone their star signs and everything and what it actually means, I've always been really interested in learning more about that. So I find it absolutely fascinating. And I love watching your Instagram. Again, I'll share a link to your Instagram page, but you're on there like daily doing, telling us what the stars are doing today and what's happening with the planets. And it's like, obviously, retrograde and things like that, which I'm starting to learn more about, but it's brilliant. I love watching my little dose of Mary Kate on what's happening today. It's amazing.
It's so really handy to have, I find. It's like the weather forecast, you know, it's raining. Okay, well, we can choose to go and dance in the rain, or we can stay inside. We can take an umbrella, we can put on wellies and a raincoat, or we can go dancing naked in the rain. The energy is still the rain. How you choose to respond to it is your own choice. And I feel like that with astrology. If I can teach people what's happening and what it means, you know, be like saying, there are some grey clouds today. The potential of it raining at 12 o'clock is this. You know, today we've got the Capricorn full moon. This is what this means. And beware of this, or harness it this way. It feels like that to me. And I feel like the more we understand our own personal astrology and the astrology of the time, we get to work with these unseen energies that we're now starting to realize are actually the fundamental foundations of who we are and the building blocks of life.
Yeah. And that's amazing that you kind of, in your corporate job, started to kind of make a correlation between like your recruitment and so on, like who would be suitable for things through their star signs. Because I suppose, how does human design link with it, actually? Because I know a lot of listeners are into human design, mm-hmm. and that's kind of the big thing at the moment, that sort of people are wanting to know more about. How does it all link?
Well, firstly, I think human design is a progression. It's a progressional tool, and it's really powerful at the moment for a reason, because we're in an energy where more people are waking up to their own personal energy. And they need a system that's easy to understand. you know, in truth, it's just as deep as astrology, but it's quite simple to understand in the beginning. So it's a blend of astrology, the I Ching, which is Chinese mythology, and energetics as well, and channeled energy from Ra, Uru. So basically, this was a system that was channeled and downloaded, but from somebody who had already been very, very deeply into these esoteric understandings of energy. And my feeling on human design at the moment is it's almost like the next popular level for the popular culture. And it's just so easy to say, well, I'm a generator, so I need to respond this way. Or, you know, I'm a reflector, so I get to have a whole month where I reflect on what's happening in my life and then I can make a decision. So it kind of puts you into a box and it's easy to then start to work from there. It's almost like it's a permission slip, but it, underneath it all, it still is the esoteric wisdoms that we all have kind of picked up from our ancestry. It's just packaged in a really nice way for the time that we're in at the moment.
Yeah, that's a good way of explaining. Yeah. But it is all interlinked, isn't it? Basically, it's all very much interlinked.
Yeah. You know, humans haven't changed an awful lot since we were created. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the most powerful things that I see is that, and, you know, if you go into any of Joe Dispenza's work or any of Bruce Lipton's work, you know, they will say 5% of our brain is conscious. Everything else is subconscious or unconscious. We're running on autopilot all the time. But to be able to employ that 5% takes us to really concentrate. And it's that tiny little part of us that's evolved. Everything else is still exactly the same way that human beings were when we were created or wherever we came from. You know, ultimately, that is the little bit of evolution. And what we're finding is tunings, just tiny little tunings as decades, as, you know, millennia move forward for us to be able to be conscious of that and then actually activate that and move with that. And we're seeing a lot of that in our space at the moment in coaching and in lots of different arenas that people are starting to understand how to use esoteric wisdom because we're using new modern language and behavioral practices in alignment with who we are today so that we can become this new version of the human being.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Oh, juicy. No. So I want to talk now about your books because I have your books here and I'm in awe of you wrote 3 books. Like most people are just, they write the one. You decided to go for 3.
Well, I don't know if I decided. I think it was decided for me in truth.
But honestly, like, because I'm writing my first book at the moment and I'm finding, you know, I think as I'm doing more and more, it channels and downloads a little bit and it becomes easier. You get into a bit of a flow and a rhythm with it. But this is brilliant. It really is brilliant. And I'm going to let you talk about them because there's 3 and obviously they all contain different things. And I know there's the one I'm reading at the moment, which is the one I'm starting with, is the Medicina and Men. Mm-hmm. So
what do you think?
I love it. It's great. And it's easy reading for me as well. It's easy because I can sort of open up a page and, it's very nice, easy reading for me. And let's talk about, like, firstly, why did you decide to write the books? Like, what was it? Was it just like a moment where you thought, I need to put this into writing? Does someone sort of say to you, or you need to be sharing your wisdom with, you know, a wider audience by, you know, in the form of a book? Like, how did it happen?
I think, you know, something I worked with my teacher, my most long-term teacher for a long time, and for his he was passing the baton to me. He was giving me a lot of wisdom. I mean, to put into context, my lineage is Irish, it's Celtic lineage. And growing up, I was brought up Roman Catholic. And so to be in the energy of a Roman Catholic family was to not look at things like the stars, to not look at things like earth wisdom. You know, that was magical shite that you did not look at. And it was a bit dangerous and a bit crazy and a bit, you know, get yourself to mass, get down on your knees, do some praying and then get out and do some hard work. So there was that instilled in me as I was growing up, but I had this esoteric energy all the time. And when I met my teacher, he was teaching Native American wisdom, and I wasn't really into it. I just thought, oh, I'll go along and see how it goes. And actually, I fell in love with this wisdom. It was very, very powerful. And fast forward, being deep into initiations of Native American wisdom for like 7 years, as I was growing, I realized it was exactly the same as Celtic wisdom, and that I had to go on that path to learn it, to be able to come back and apply it to my Celtic roots. And the whole time we were together, I was like, you need to write a book. You've got all of this wisdom, but we couldn't quite pull it into being because it was just so vast. Mm-hmm. And I started writing things for him. And then I spoke to somebody who was in my sisterhood. I'd built a shamanic sisterhood, particularly over COVID. And lots of women used to come and we'd run coven and circle. And it was a brilliant place to be held and to hold each other. And one of the women that was in there was an editor. And I took her, I said, I don't know what I want to write, but can I just talk to you about it and see what you think? And we had a conversation. And by the end of that conversation, she said, I know what your book is. And she said, let's write about the Four Mothers. And the Four Mothers is a teaching in Native American. So I started writing about the Four Mothers, but I couldn't stop writing. I could not stop writing. And I just carried on and carried on and carried on. And by the time I kind of brought the manuscript and the details to her, she was like, hold on a minute. This is three books. This is the Four Mothers. Then this is about the healing industry. And then this is, you know, your relationship with men and the masculine. Let's make a trilogy. So yeah. That's kind of what happened, really. I was meant to write one book, but if we put it all into one, it would be War and Peace. So I ended up birthing triplets, my darling. And I think so far, like you said, you know, there is an order to them, but ultimately most people pick up the one that's calling to them at any given time. And it doesn't matter which order you read them in because they're a synthesis of the same energy. So that's how I ended up writing three. It wasn't because I was like, oh, I'm a clever clog, so I'll write three. It just came through that way.
Oh, amazing. So how did you find the process? Like, because I know a lot of people I work with are wanting to write books. Mm. And I think what people get in their heads about a lot is like, do they have to like put time aside for it? Do they, you know, how it, you know, if you're thinking more of the strategy side of writing, how do you, because you're a mum, you've got kids, yeah, you know, you're busy, you're running your own business. Like, how did you find the time and like the discipline really to see it through?
I'm going to give you some secrets because this is really weird. And this happens to me, and I'm sure this happens to you as well, because we are entrepreneurial and creative. So we find gaps in order to fill our desires. Mm-hmm. And only in the last week, somebody has said to me, I'm writing a book. How have you managed to write three? And to be truthful, if I look back, I have no idea how I managed to write three, but there are some pointers that I would share. I very rarely sat down to my computer and opened up a document and started writing. How I found my flow was I would put the kids to bed and I would slip into bed and I would get my notes app. I'd be on the train. I'd be watching a film and an idea would come to me. I'd have a conversation and an idea would come to me. And what would happen is I would start writing and I might not always finish what I was writing, but I would write and I would leave that note for a time where I had time to myself and I'd pour a glass of wine and then I would open my laptop and start looking at what I'd either started, and I'd edit it and I'd be like, oh, that's good, or that doesn't make sense. Or I'd read it back to myself and go, no, I don't believe that anymore. Let me write something different. So that was the first key. I couldn't sit down and just write, and actually it worked better that way for me. The second is, if you're really interested in writing something and you're passionate about it, get something like Otter or voice note and speak out into it, and either transcribe it yourself or have it transcribed, and then go back and read over it. You know, we don't live in that society now where it's, what is it, Misery, the film, where you have to go to a log cabin and tie your fingers to a typewriter. You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
So yeah. They're the little things that I would say to get it written. Use the technology we've got available to us.
I was going to agree, actually, because that's where I'm writing my book at the moment, and I'm kind of doing the same. I don't find the time to sit there and be disciplined enough to get into the flow state to be able to start, right? Because you've got to go and pick up the kids in 10 minutes. The guy gets out someone's dinner, or you someone's spilt a drink, you've got to go and pick, you know, and then you kind of get out. And so actually...
Jumping through hoops.
And I found that system, that way, is if something's just come to me, I'll get my voice note up, I'll speak it into my phone, and it will, the Otter app, I think it is it Otto or Otter?
Otter, yeah, it's brilliant.
Which transcribes it all. And then when I've got time at a later, a point, I can sit there, normally getting ready for bed in the evening, kids are all in bed, and I'll just go through it and correct the grammar and spelling mistakes and things like that. And that's kind of how I have been doing it. So, I think there's not just one way anymore to do things, is there? There's so many ways out there to do it. And I think you've obviously, proven that,
You can write three in a year, being a single mum and running a busy shamanic practice. You can.
Yeah.
I look back at the version of myself that has completed that. And, this is jumping through hoops. And you're right, as mums, we've got things that, we're out the door in the morning, back in the afternoon, and, there's clubs to go to. You know that better than anyone. And, we've got a summer fair tonight, and you've got to be on Splat the Teacher. And there's all sorts of different things. I don't have time to sit down and write. But I've got 5 minutes while I'm waiting for them in the car park, and I can write something in that time, or I can speak something in that time. And before you know it, you've got a chapter.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be discouraged by, the dauntingness of a book anymore. I think it's a powerful way to speak your truth.
That's true, because a lot of people who are writing books have got a social media presence, for example, and they've actually written the books almost like I've said to a lot of my clients, if you actually go back through your social media profile from like the day one to now, you've probably got hundreds of books in there.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of my posts that were really, really prominent posts that I felt very passionate about when I was writing them have become parts of the book, because they're truths. Some things you write and they're true for all time. Other things are perspectives. And when you look back on them, you can either shift that perspective with your new awareness, or you can allow it to stand, or you can, it's a powerful tool, is social media, if we use it intuitively and intelligently.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's just talk briefly about, obviously people can buy these books on, they're available on Amazon, aren't they? Have you self-published? Am I right?
Yeah.
So you've self-published. And if people want to know how they can do that, obviously get in touch with you.
Yeah,
and
I do.
But let's just talk about the three books and just give us a quick brief on what they are all individually about.
Okay. So, hi, I'm Mary Kate Medicine. So Shite to Light, this was the book I was always going to write. Shite to Light, what the fuck is healing anyway? Because, working in this industry, I was like, oh God, everyone's like, well, I don't need to heal. There's nothing wrong with me. And I'm like, well, I think we're all on a healing journey, love. Come here. Let me show you what we need to fix in there. And that's a bit of a tongue in cheek. But ultimately, I had so many people asking me, what is healing? What do you do? And really what I wanted to show through the four mothers journey, which, you get to get get to meet these four mothers in the book, and also the understanding of my story through my shite to light, which essentially is the stuff that is blocking us, the wound, you know, if we go back to the wound, to wisdom, to wealth, and how we can alchemize our energy. So there's a bit of a story narrative going through it, but there's also teachings in there, and there's a lot of tongue in cheek. It's for anybody at all, whether they're interested in healing or not. It's just a really good, easy read storybook that will probably make you think. The feedback I've been getting is, I need to read this twice, once as just a storybook, and another time I need to get my highlighter out. Yeah. So that's nice feedback. The Calling is the second book, and this is who you know yourself to be. It's very much about identity and sisterhood. You know, when we meet the four mothers in Shite to Light, we start to develop our sense of self in the calling. We've already understood what our patterns are. And we, like you and I, we've gone into business, or we're a healer now. And what does it take to be in this industry? What does it take to heal your sister wound? What does it mean to be jealous? What does money mean in this world? And there's a lot of those contemplative energies in there. And then the third one, which you're reading at the moment, Medicina and Men, and that is moving from the maiden to embodying the queen. And it's a transmission, this book. It is a muse. So this has been written, like I said before, alongside the other books, as a moment in time where I am experiencing real energy with myself and potentially a partner, a father, a brother, a man in my life, a client, and I can see who we are as women, as the maiden energy, which essentially is a bit victim-y, moving into our power as women, whether that's through being a mother or whether that's through being the queen and owning our sovereignty, but seeing the dynamic of how many times we give our power away to the masculine because we believe that they're stronger, or they've got the validation tool. So it's a bit raunchy, a bit sexy. And again, it's the one that a lot of people pick up first, in truth. So they're a beautiful, I like to call them a bit of a kaleidoscope. So it's the, you know, the same story through different eyes.
Mm. Yeah. Amazing. And I've only started this one, the Medicina Men, which is what I called, I was definitely called to sort of pick up first, but I can't wait for the other two as well. So where, obviously I've mentioned Amazon, so yeah, can people find it on Amazon, or is it via your website? Can they follow you on Instagram, for example? Where can they find information on where they can purchase these books?
Okay, so Amazon, self-published, just amazon.com or .co.uk, search Mary Kate Fallon, F-A-L-L-O-N, and you will find the three. Barnes & Noble and Waterstones also sell them online for different areas of the US. And Mary Kate Medicine is marykate.medicine. on Instagram is where you'll find my daily astrological reels, lots of humor in there, lots of coaching, but it's hidden coaching. It's good fun and it makes you think. And Facebook, like everyone, we've got a presence everywhere, but they're the main places that I hang out.
We'll pop it all in the show notes anyway. Yeah. This podcast obviously is going to be available on Spotify, iTunes, all major podcasting platforms, and YouTube. So in both places, we'll have all of the links available. And obviously people can get in touch with me directly if they want to know how they can work with you as well, because you're a fascinating woman and doing wonderful things in this world. And I'm really happy that we got to connect, and, you know, I found friendship with someone. So yeah, thank you so much, Mary Kate. Honestly, this has been a great episode, and I think people are going to really enjoy reading your books, and I hope everyone goes out and buys a copy. So thank you so much for coming on and chatting with me today. Is there anything else you kind of want to wrap up with? I love some of your quotes. If you've got something, you can pull out the bag.
Well, first of all, I'd love to say thank you to you, because, you know, many of your listeners will already know, but you know, anyone that's coming in through my audience, you are a phenomenal woman. You know, again, go back and have a look at the interview that we did, because it really gives rise to your story. But essentially, a powerhouse, another woman with children that is finding her divine feminine and her divine masculine partner, working through the healing energy into this elevation energy, and really showing other women and other men how they can do it too. You know, a like-hearted teacher. I love that. So thank you so much. And it's an honor to call you a friend. It truly is. So what I can leave you with, everybody, is, you know, don't dwell in your shite. But one of the things you'll find is if you sit in your shite too long, you'll stink. So you're better off letting yourself get a good wash. Clean it off. And I found the best way to do that is to have a good laugh at yourself. Because if we are the medicine, laughter is the best medicine.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't take yourself seriously, because there's nothing fucking serious going on here, guys. And we're all going to end up naked and dead in the end. Sorry to leave it on such a note. But if you can't laugh at that, you know, enjoy the time in between. We are the medicine.
Totally. Oh, I love it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I love you. Thank you.
Thank you. Mwah.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to this episode today. If you've enjoyed listening, I would love for you to leave me a review over on iTunes or any other platform that you may be listening from. Thank you.